It's the Christmas season, and most of us are thinking about giving and receiving gifts. But tonight on Encouragement Live, we'll focus on the greatest gift of all, God's Son, Jesus Christ. Roxanne Intermule of His Faithful Stewards joins us for Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically-based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you, friend, for joining us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wyling, Texas. Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically-based encouragement and insight on a wide range of topics. The topic of giving is certainly one we think about at this season. We think about gifts that we'll be giving and gifts that we'll be receiving, and of course, the excitement of the holidays, getting together with family. But over 2,000 years ago, God sent the most generous gift of all, His only Son, Jesus Christ, the unspeakable gift Paul spoke of in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, sent to earth as a gift to us to die on the cross to pay for our sins and rise again from the dead. Tonight, we'll talk about gifts that make a difference. Roxanne Intermule of His Faithful Stewards is back with us. Roxanne, always great to have you on the broadcast.
Well, thanks. It's always great to be here.
And I trust you had a good Thanksgiving. And how's that grandbaby doing?
Oh, they're both doing just fine. They're one's about 2.5, the other one's about 2 now.
Oh, my. Yeah, they're double trouble, or they will be soon.
Oh, yeah. And they'll be together for Christmas at my house.
So. Oh, my word. That'll be fun. Well, we had a wonderful time. Our daughter and son-in-law from Austin came up and rented an Airbnb, and we gathered about 25 or 26 of us there and just had a great time, and it was wonderful. By the way, friend, I want to mention this right off the top. You can schedule a time to talk with Roxanne about your financial issues at no charge on her website at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Again, that website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. And if you have a question for us tonight about giving and receiving of gifts, particularly as it relates to your finances, you can give us a call at 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. Roxanne, at Christmas, we, of course, celebrate that perfect gift God gave humankind, the Lord Jesus. Now, God gave that gift, and it made the biggest difference for people down throughout time. Explain to us about the difference that God made by sending Jesus.
Wow, there's a lot of things we could say about that. I mean, He gave us His Son so that we might be reconciled with God and live in relationship with Him. I mean, we were separated from God because of our sins, and we didn't have a way back. So it wasn't until Jesus came and paid the price for our sins that we could actually live in relationship with Him. And because of that free gift of God, He made all that difference for us. He made the difference of an abundant life today while we walk with Him on this earth, and also for eternity with Him in the future. And all we have to do is accept His gift and put our trust in Him.
And tonight, if you have questions about whether or not you have accepted that gift by placing your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, Roxanne and I would love to talk with you about it, share with you and pray with you, and let you know how you can be absolutely sure that if your time came tonight, you'd go straight to heaven because you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have a question about that or about things related to giving or finances, 855-586-LIFE is our number. That's 855-586-5433. Roxanne's website is hisfaithfulstewards.com, and she has a mechanism thereby where you can click on her calendar and schedule a time to talk with her about your financial or retirement issues. There's no charge for talking with her about that. And again, she's not going to push you into anything. That's going to be totally up to you what you do with that information, but you'll find it very helpful. Again, the number is 855-586-LIFE. And Roxanne's web address, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Stay with us for more of this edition of Encouragement Live.
We are 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, Teach Truth, Love Well.
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu. Crossflix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based shows for the entire family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses, such as Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to a community and join others on their spiritual journey.
Crossflix partners with the SEAL Future Foundation and Bless IL to support American and Israeli veterans and families suffering from trauma.
Crossflix, educate, entertain, and inspire.
This is Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins with Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com. We're talking about the subject of giving tonight, gifts that make a difference. And Roxanne, it seems like we can often have God's heart and have a desire to give in meaningful ways as well. And Christmas time can spark a desire to give in a lot of people. How do you think we see that play out for us around Christmas time?
Well, first, God has the heart of a parent, and he loves to give good gifts to his children. And by the same token, I think most parents love to give good gifts to their children as well. It can be very apparent at Christmas times. We'll see parents often break the bank for their kids at Christmas, just like God did for us when he sent Jesus.
Yeah.
But I also think we see more willingness to give at Christmas time to impact those in need as well. Rather, people are giving food for holiday meals, gifts for children whose families are struggling, or filling boxes with toys to send to needy, you know, children in other countries. People just seem to have a greater desire to give around Christmas time.
I've seen that very thing. In fact, our church family, we've been packing those Christmas boxes and shipped out hundreds of them just last week. By the way, if you'd like to schedule a time to talk with Roxanne at no charge about finances, about investments, about your own retirement, which may be coming up soon or maybe already underway, visit Roxanne's website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. There is a place on there where you can click on the scheduling calendar. And again, there's no charge for that. Roxanne, when we think about giving, what are some things that you personally see as priorities in how we give so that we can be good stewards?
Well, I'm someone who really wants my giving to make an eternal difference. Because of that, it directs how I give. For example, I could give to the food bank and help those who need food. And, you know, that's a good activity. But I can also give that same food money to a local Christian organization who feeds the needy, and they also take the opportunity to introduce their clients to Jesus. So not only are their bodies being fed, but someone is reaching for their souls and trying to make an eternal difference as well. So I feel like that is good stewardship. And I want my giving to impact eternity as well as the here and now.
So it sounds like you prefer to give your money to organizations that are Christian and will always bring the good news of the gospel of Jesus along with whatever other services they provide. Would that be correct?
Yeah, it is. I feel like my giving needs to expand God's work in the world as much as possible. I mean, this doesn't mean that I never give to help out someone in need who is personally known to me, but it means that my regular giving is concentrated on Christian organizations that use their services to share the good news of Jesus.
If you have a question tonight about giving, about stewardship, 855-586-LIFE is our toll-free number. That's 855-586-5433. Our subject tonight, certainly appropriate for the Christmas season, the subject of giving. We're talking about where we direct our money, and you may have a comment or a question about that, and we would love to hear from you. We're going to ask the question about what Christian organizations or what determination we make as to which ones we give to support. We're talking with Roxanne Intermule. Her website, again, is hisfaithfulstewards.com. You can schedule a time to talk with her there at no charge. And we'll be right back on Encouragement Live. Crossflix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based movies and shows for the whole family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses such as Jerusalem, the Eternal City, and Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to your own community and join others on their spiritual journey. You may join as an individual or as a church and develop connections like never before.
Crossflix has partnered with the Seal Future Foundation and Bless IL to support brave American and Israeli military veterans and their families suffering from trauma. The relationship between the U.S. and Israel is a long-standing one of strength and divine connection, and one that must continue to be nurtured.
When you join Crossflix, you'll see firsthand the amazing work you'll help support, providing encouragement and hope to American and Israeli veterans and families.
Crossflix.com. Educate, entertain, and inspire.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in a people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I. TonySays.com. We're back on Encouragement Live. The toll-free number is 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIFE. Music in the background is produced by Brad Smithart, a member of our team. And by the way, pray for Brad and Nikki. They are both going through a very difficult time right now. Nikki lost her father, and they're dealing both with some health issues. Also, Keith Mayo tonight, under the weather, dealing with some health issues as well. And if we can pray with you and encourage you tonight, Roxanne and I would love to do that. The toll-free number is 855-586-5433. Roxanne, you've made it clear, and I totally agree with you. I would much prefer, if I'm giving, to give money that will have an eternal impact and will involve sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and building up believers, as opposed to just meeting, shall we say, terrestrial needs or those kinds of needs.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like it's important to give to the ministries that are feeding my soul as well, ones that I know personally. I mean, in my case, that's my church. It's a ministry that I might partake of online, or a radio ministry that I might listen to. If my life's receiving value from these ministries, then they're also on the top of my list for giving back.
And that ties into what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 8, where he talked about the fact that those that are receiving blessing from the teaching of the gospel ought to support those who carry the gospel. Now, the question that comes out of that, though, is how do we determine which ones we'll support, and how do you determine the ones you'll give your money to?
Well, first, like I was saying, it's those ministries that, you know, are feeding my own soul that I start with, and those are my top priority.
And that would be your church as well, I would assume, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you've talked about ministries like radio ministries that you might listen to. We have people that listen to this ministry, and we're grateful for those who give to this ministry. You talk about if your life is receiving value from these ministries, then they're on the list for giving back. And that's really the approach that we've taken. Now, is there anywhere else that you look for in terms of organizations that you give to? Anything else?
I also look for organizations that are successfully making a lot of difference, both spiritually and through the services they offer. I mean, for me personally, I'm drawn to organizations that go into poor areas and provide ways for families to earn a living, to help pull them out of poverty, and how to educate their children. That's just what draws my heart, and I respond by giving. God lays different priorities on different people's hearts.
So is there anything that you do for unexpected needs that may come across your path?
Well, I try to keep an open hand in case the Lord brings a need across my path for which I can help. Maybe I become aware of a missionary who has a specific need or a ministry trying to reach, you know, an impactful goal, maybe a family that's been hit by hard times or health challenges. I mean, it can be anything, but I strive to keep my hand open for the Lord to lead.
That sounds to me like a very wise approach. And let me see if I can summarize what you've told us so far. I think you've told us you have three levels of giving. Your top priority in giving goes to things that support your own faith personally. Second priority would be to find organizations that are reaching out to help others in Jesus' name, making an eternal difference, sharing a spiritual message, the gospel. And then third, you strive to keep your heart and hand open to God's leading in giving when he asks. Am I sounding that correctly?
Yeah, and I think it can kind of be abbreviated like one, to give back, two, to reach out in Jesus' name, and three, to just be available. Hmm. And I also keep in mind that some of the dollars that I contribute to my church are used to give back to our community as well.
Yeah, very timely thoughts to have there. And maybe some of you'd like to talk with us about how your giving priorities are related. We'd be glad to talk with you about that. Or even if you have questions about how to set priorities on giving, how to evaluate different opportunities. And everybody these days, every ministry, every not-for-profit is asking for your money, and we want to be good stewards. By the way, we also want to be good stewards in terms of the resources God has given us. We've talked before on this program about the fact that God has given us money to live by. He's given us money to give back. And I believe, Roxanne, he's also given us money so that we can be a blessing to others. I think I've heard you say those three things before. Would that be right?
Yeah, he gives it to us to live, to give and bless others, and then to also grow it and expand it for his kingdom.
Yeah, and maybe some of you are interested in how to grow that money and how to expand it so you'll have more for his kingdom, as well as to meet your own needs and the needs of generations to come. If so, you may want to schedule a time to speak with Roxanne. She'd be glad to talk with you at no charge, and you can tell from her conversation with me, she's a very easy person to talk with, to ask questions of. Just go to her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Those words run together. HisFaithfulStewards.com. There's a mechanism on the website that will allow you very easily to schedule a time, maybe next Monday, next Tuesday. You'd like to talk with Roxanne, and you'll be able to link up with her. And if you have questions, again, confidential and no obligation, no hard sell of any kind. Now, Roxanne, when you're keeping an open hand for the Lord, that was the third quality that you mentioned about the Lord bringing needs to you. Would that include things like someone panhandling on the corner?
Well, not usually.
Okay.
There are several problems with panhandling. Most communities have organizations that are set up to help those in need, as well as many churches having programs for them. So panhandlers have access to those organizations, and those organizations will typically provide food, clothing, sometimes emergency housing, sometimes help with payment for housing and utilities and things like that to help keep people in their homes. But the people they serve are vetted to be sure that the giving is actually helping and it isn't enabling people who are making bad decisions.
Boy, that's a good thing to keep in mind, because I think sometimes people who are panhandling are doing so to purchase drugs or alcohol or something that might be harmful. And it sounds to me like you're putting a level of accountability with Christian organizations that wouldn't be there when somebody's panhandling. It sounds like you feel like that's important, right?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it can make us feel really good to hand someone a bill who's begging on the corner, but that can be a lot more about us feeling good than it is about really making a difference in their lives. I mean, if I feel directed to give to someone who's begging, most likely I'm going to get them a bag of groceries and give them that and not just give them money without accountability.
I think that's a very timely thing. I remember learning that from my parents at a very early age, that when people came along with a handout and looking for money, they'd take them somewhere and maybe buy them some food at a fast food restaurant, or perhaps take them to a grocery store and buy them some groceries. That would be a good thing to keep in mind. Now, do you have some other reasons for giving through a Christian organization?
Well, to me, there is. Christian organizations will not only provide basic needs, but they serve, you know, and take opportunities to introduce people to Jesus. I mean, if we want to be on the front line working with people in need, we can actually volunteer with these organizations and be part of making an eternal difference. We can give the gift of ourselves, and that can go a lot farther than handing someone a bill on a street corner.
Timely information tonight about giving. That's really the thrust of our discussion tonight. Gifts that make a difference, giving that makes a difference. 855-586-LIFE is the number. 855-586-5433. And if you would personally like to schedule a time to speak with Roxanne, maybe about your own giving, but also just about what you're doing in terms of managing the resources God has entrusted to you. She doesn't charge for this service, but she has a website where you can schedule the time at hisfaithfulstewards.com. And I'd encourage you, maybe you're not even thinking about doing that right now, but jot down the web address, hisfaithfulstewards.com. And it may be that something will occur to you as we go through the program or a little bit later, and you'll say, yeah, I want to reach out and talk with Roxanne. Now, Roxanne, you work with people and their long-term financial goals, and I would imagine some of the people you're working with have concerns over how their giving might have a lasting impact. So how do you work with that?
Well, our focus at His Faithful Stewards involves good stewardship now and in the future. So we start by seeing how we can be the best stewards of what God has gifted us without risking it now. Then we also address the gifts that we will leave behind for our families and the ministries that we wish to support. That means that we begin by helping people get their financial life in order, where they are saving and growing money well for the future. And then we also help will awareness, so they can determine how they might want to give their financial resources to advance the kingdom of God from their final affairs.
Let's see if we can break those down just a little bit. Now, you said you start by helping people adopt a good stewardship that keeps God's gifts to us away from risk, but still growing well. Could you elaborate on that?
Sure. Our culture offers us several basic ways to save money for the future. First, the government has given businesses great incentive to help their employees invest in the stock market. Different types of market accounts, 401As, 401Ks, 403Bs and such, other types of market accounts have been well crafted by the government to get employers to participate in those plans and to get people to accept the risk of the market as essential for good growth. Our government has conditioned us to accept the risk as necessary and reasonable, and financial planners are at the front of the line supporting those beliefs, even when people lose money.
Now, it's interesting. I think I just heard you talk about getting people to accept the risk of the market is essential for good growth. I know a lot of people who have their money in the stock market, and they don't give much thought to the risk. You said people have become desensitized to the potential they could lose a lot of money. They think the stock market is the only way to grow money well. It seems like that may be a little bit deceptive, would you think?
Yeah, I actually kind of do, because at His Faithful Stewards, we've seen people averaging between 8 and 13% outside of the market without the possibility of loss over the last 10 years. When we line up the real averages of growth against a lot of stock market growth, our options often outperform over time since they never lose money. So good growth is possible without risk. A lot of stock market accounts don't even average 8 to 13% over time when you have to average in losses. But people have been conditioned to think that taking a high risk is the only way to do well, but it's not.
Very important to think about what Roxanne just told us. You can actually average growth between 8 and 13% outside the market and without the possibility of loss, and that over the last 10 years. Now, if that rings a bell with you and you have a question for Roxanne, I'd love to encourage you to give us a call. The number is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-LIFE. 6-5-4-3-3, or you can reach out to Roxanne to her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com, and use the website to schedule a time to talk to her. No charge, no cost. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com. We'll be back.
Here's a conversation from hisfaithfulstewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
So good to have you with us tonight, friend. Trust you had a good Thanksgiving, and we're looking ahead to Christmas and talking tonight about gifts that make a difference. And if we are going to have funds to be able to give not only in the present but also in the future, it seems that we need to be good stewards. Roxanne Intermule of hisfaithfulstewards.com is with me tonight. Roxanne was talking about a mechanism that allows for averaging growth between 8 and 13% outside the stock market without the possibility of loss over the last 10 years. And Roxanne, some people may say that sounds almost too good to be true.
Well, you know, I've had to really dig to find the companies that have had those kind of returns. I mean, there's a lot of mediocre returns out there, but I have some criteria, and one of those criteria is they have to be close to 8% or I won't work with them. And I've had to dig hard to find them.
Hmm. Well, and you've done a lot of digging, and if people want to schedule a time to talk with you about how they might be able to tap into the resources that you've researched and come up with, the place to go is the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Now, I suspect there's some other ways that people save money for the future when they don't like the stock market, and some of those are fairly common, right?
Yeah. I mean, people who are adverse to gambling in the stock market often use banks and put their money in CDs and things like that. And while that's a lot safer than the stock market, it also can be pretty low on growth. I mean, CDs can be a good option for short-term money that needs to stay available and liquid, but it isn't a good long-term solution. Over time, these types of accounts barely keep up with inflation, sometimes falling behind. And so the buying power of the saved dollars can actually be decreasing over time.
Ooh, that sounds painful. Let's talk about that a little bit. Could you give us an example of how people can actually lose value in their savings due to inflation?
Okay. Let's say that you have $100 and you put it into a CD that's going to pay you 3% at the end of the year. That means that your $100 will become $103 at the end of the year. But if inflation grows 4% that year, it now requires $104 to buy the same things at the end of the year. So you now need $104 to break even on just buying power. But your CD is only out at, you know, is now only valued at $103. So basically you've lost 1% of the buying power of those dollars. So if inflation is growing faster than the savings in your accounts, you're actually going backwards and losing the value of your money. So over time, this can really add up and destroy a person's ability to live well in their latter years.
Maybe some of you haven't thought about that, and maybe it would be good for you to reach out to Roxanne and talk with her about your own investment situation. You can do so in confidence and without incurring a cost. She doesn't charge for that. You can schedule a time to speak with Roxanne, again, at no charge, on her website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. Again, that's HisFaithfulStewards.com. And if you have a question or comment tonight, we'd love to hear from you at 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIFE. Roxanne, I know you don't believe that good stewardship will gamble money in the stock market if you have other options. And you mentioned an option that's averaged 8 to 13% over the last 10 years and doesn't put money at risk in the market. Can you tell me how those accounts work?
Yeah. There are options that do not put people's money actually in the market, like you said. And these accounts cannot lose their principal or any interest that's been credited because there's a contractual guarantee that they will not. They grow in connection with a market index, and the index determines the amount of interest growth on that account. So when the index grows well, these accounts do very well. When the index drops, the accounts do not drop. They just don't, you know, gain any value on those years. But without... without having to factor in losses, we've been able to see 10% averages between 8 and 13% with several companies.
Now, do these types of accounts offer guaranteed growth?
While they offer an option for guaranteed growth is usually quite low. It's currently in the neighborhood of 4 to 5% a year. So it isn't advisable to use these accounts with a guaranteed growth, even though that's available. With indexed growth, you're not guaranteed what the growth is going to be, and you can get some years without growth. But other years, you could see 20, 30, or even 40% growth. And historically, indexed growth greatly outperforms guaranteed growth, and it grows faster than inflation. And there's always that guarantee that you won't lose your money.
So again, indexed growth means that you don't have a guarantee, but you have the possibility of whatever the level of growth is, you're going to cash in on that as opposed to losing money in a negative year, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, it sounds like you offer some really good options for people to be good stewards of their money and grow it well without risk. But you also mentioned that you help people with giving for the future. And that sounds like it would be important in terms of leaving a legacy. Let's talk about some ways that people use their wills and their final plans so they can do some giving that makes a difference.
Okay. There's a variety of ways that people do this. One of the first is through a will or a trust. A will or trust can specify where your leftover funds will go when you pass away. People can leave gifts for their children and grandchildren. They can leave portions to Christian ministries. They can spell out their wishes in documents like these. Most people don't realize that the government already has a laid out plan for what's going to happen to a person's estate when they pass. And unless a person makes their own will or their own trust, the government's plan will determine where everything will go, and it's not likely to make much of a difference that way.
Yeah, it sounds to me like the government has a plan that doesn't typically have the kind of Christian values that you and I were talking about. So I would assume that you do help people understand how to put a will or a trust in place, correct?
Yes, we do. I mean, we help our clients explore how to prepare for that time when their loved ones are going to have to settle their affairs. I mean, we partner with a legal company that has a system that simplifies the creation of final documents while saving people a lot of money. Through the process, people have the option to elect leaving, you know, a portion of their money to a ministry that they might want to support.
You know, I can't help wondering at this point, do you run into a lot of people who are up in years who maybe haven't gotten around to making a will, maybe even people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, or even 60s?
Unfortunately, yes, I do. And everybody always feels like they've got time to do it in the future. And more than half the people out there actually graduate to heaven and haven't left things, you know, settled behind. And it puts a tremendous burden on their families and, you know, to settle all of that.
And again, not only does it put a great burden on families, but as you pointed out just a minute ago, the government has a laid out plan for what will happen to your estate when you pass. And none of us is guaranteed tomorrow. So unless a person has made their own will or trust or has worked with someone like Roxanne to get that done, the government's plan is going to determine where everything will go. And we can almost guarantee it's not going to any Christian ministries. Would that be correct?
If you're following the government plan, you can be pretty sure that's going to be how it goes.
Now, some of you may want to talk with Roxanne about this. Again, she's not going to twist your arm about making a will or anything like that, but she can give you some practical and helpful advice, or maybe you need to update your will. I think sometimes, Roxanne, we figure once we've made a will, it can last forever, but sometimes the circumstances change. Maybe there's been a marriage or a divorce or children born or grandchildren or even situations that change. And so maybe the will needs to be updated. Would that be an accurate assessment?
Most people do need to update their wills and their trusts, you know, as life moves on and life changes and people are born and people pass away and situations just change.
Now, talk about a trust that I think most of us understand the will, that says that I, so-and-so, being of sound mind, am leaving so-and-so to such-and-such a child or person and so-and-so to such-and-such a ministry or whatever. But talk about a trust. How would that work?
Well, there are a lot of different kinds of trust, but for final affairs purposes, we're talking about a living trust. This kind of trust is used to keep a person's possessions out of probate and going directly to their heirs. A lot of people think that trusts are only for wealthy, but that isn't even true. These trusts can cost far less than what it'll cost a family if things go to probate. The services that we work with usually cost about half of what most attorneys would charge for a trust, and it includes any changes or updates, and there's no charges for that for the rest of the person's life.
Boy, and once again, a reminder, you can check things out with Roxanne, talk about this, set up an appointment to talk with her at no charge at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Now, with the kind of services that you're talking about with wills and trust, do people have to leave money to a ministry to benefit from this service?
Oh, no. Everyone decides for themselves if they'll leave money to a ministry, and if so, how much they want to leave.
Very important to keep that in mind, and so just recognize the fact that you can schedule that time with Roxanne at no charge with hisfaithfulstewards.com, the website. There's a mechanism there. Now, I've also heard about charitable remainder trust. Is this like one of those? Would that be similar?
No, not really. There are some key differences between a charitable remainder trust and a will or trust like we're talking about. There's different types of charitable remainder trusts, but the one that I'm most familiar with offers some strong tax advantages for people who utilize them. A person creates an account that is set up to benefit a nonprofit organization, and they basically donate their money to that organization, and that's how they get the tax advantage. In return, the person is guaranteed a certain amount of income for the rest of their life based on how much they put in. So when the person or persons who set up the account pass away, the remainder is paid out with a designated portion going to the nonprofit organization. The downside of these plans are that people need to be sure that they'll never need that lump sum from those accounts for the rest of their lifetime, because there isn't really any going back from them. Once it's done, and they no longer have any good access to those funds in the accounts that have been set aside, all they can really get is that guaranteed payout.
Very important to keep those differences in mind. Again, a charitable remainder trust might be a useful vehicle for some people with money that you know you won't need in the future. If you have questions about this, again, you can go to the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Schedule a time to talk with Roxanne Indermule, and there's no charge for that. Or you can call us at 855-586-LIFE.
We are at a time when our society is falling apart and we must cling to the cross of Christ. The Witness webcast is a production of Crucible of Faith Ministries. And here, you will find sound teaching and expert commentary that will anchor you on the finished work of Christ at Calvary. Visit us today at www.crucibleoffaith.ca and find the answers you will need for such a time as ours today. That's www.crucibleoffaith.ca.
What do Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer have in common? They all trained to preach God's Word at Dallas Theological Seminary. And you can train at DTS too. If you've been called to preach or teach God's Word, find a degree or course that's right for you on one of our campuses or online at dts.edu. Dallas Theological Seminary, where they teach truth and love well. Visit dts.edu.
Here's a conversation from hisfaithfulstewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com.
We're back with Roxanne Indermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com, 855-586-5433. Mary is calling in from Tennessee tonight. Good evening, Mary. Thank you for calling. You're on the air with Roxanne.
Yeah, I was calling to find out what I need to know about having a will since I don't have one.
Okay, great. Let's talk to Roxanne about that.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what she asked.
Okay, yeah, she said she does not have a will, and she wants to know about how she should go about getting one.
Really, before a person determines whether they need a will or whether they need a trust, they can actually contact our office, and we send out a free form that actually helps you walk through what kind of possessions you have, and so then it will direct you to whether you would be best served with a will or best served with a trust.
So, Mary, it sounds like that would be a really good position for you to take. And I'm not going to ask you your age because I never ask a lady her age. But I would suspect that if you're old enough to call this program, you're old enough that it would help to have a will or a trust. And did you happen to jot down that web address that we gave a while ago?
No, I didn't.
Okay, let me give that to you. Have a pen and paper handy?
Yes,
good. Okay. It's hisfaithfulstewards.com. And again, that all runs together, hisfaithfulstewards.com. And if you go to that website, they also have a phone number on there. They also have on there a mechanism whereby you can schedule a time. And I would schedule that time early next week to talk with Roxanne. She will send you out that questionnaire. And again, there's no charge for that service, but she'll send you the questionnaire. And you go through there, you'll fill in the information. Again, it's done in confidence. It's a very confidential process. And then Roxanne will be able to get back with you. Have I covered the waterfront on that, Roxanne?
Yes, and you also can go onto the website and just send a message and request. Give us your email address because we send everything by email. But you can also make a request on there. Just please send the will or trust questionnaires, and I'm happy to email that out to you. And it's kind of a self-assessment, so you can see what you need.
And Mary, we'd like to pray for you about that because Scripture in James 1:5 says, when we need wisdom, we can ask of God. And I think when you're in a situation where you're saying, it's time for me to make sure I have a will or a trust to be a good steward of my resources, we need that. So could I pray with you, Mary?
Sure, that'd be fine. Thank you.
Lord, thank you for Mary. Thank you for the opportunity to pray with her and for her. And I pray that if she reaches out to Roxanne, that you would provide her with the wisdom, the insight that she needs. Use Roxanne to further that purpose. And I pray that she would be able to determine exactly what she would need in this situation. And then, Lord, that she would be able to undertake to get that done. And Lord, just guide her, bless her, provide for her and for her family as well. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Mary, thank you for calling us tonight. So glad to hear from you.
Yeah.
I think there are a number of people probably, Roxanne, who are in Mary's situation that maybe all of a sudden they sort of wake up and say, you know, I should have already taken out a will by now. Would you assume that that might be the case?
Yes. And a lot of times people just assume they need a will or they need a trust and a lot of times, you know, they've made assumptions about what they need that aren't necessarily correct. So it is really helpful for people to get in touch with us. And I will tell you, you know, I'll give you a sneak peek that next year, starting after the new year, we're actually planning to start doing some webinars on that very topic so people can help, you know, kind of get a better feel for what needs to happen there.
Boy, I think that's a great idea. I'm really delighted that you're going to be doing those, and we'll certainly want to promote those on the air and encourage people to go to those webinars. I know Toni King has used that with her Medicare practice, and certainly that those webinars have worked out well. So if we just look at the basic question, how can a person know if they need a will or a trust?
Basically, that we have that questionnaire that people can get from us. It's like a self-assessment as to whether they need a will or they need a trust. And what determines that is by what possessions they have. They just need to send us an email or give us a call and request the form, and we will email it to them. And there's no charge for us to send that out by email.
Okay, again, keep in mind the place to do that is hisfaithfulstewards.com. Again, that's hisfaithfulstewards.com. Now, how does gifting work with wills and trusts, the kind that you work with?
If a person is setting up a will or a trust, they can actually specify a certain percentage or a certain dollar amount of their estate that they would like to go to a ministry. My parents did that with their will. They specified that they wanted 10% of everything left in their estate to go to a specific ministry that they loved. So when they passed away, the very first check that I wrote in settling their affairs was to that ministry.
Good to know that. And again, this is one of the major reasons you want to have that will or that trust in place. And if you have questions, you can do like Mary did and give us a call. Our number is toll-free, 855-586-LIFE. Again, that's 855-586-5433. Maybe we should back up a step, Roxanne, and just talk about the purpose of a will. What does it actually accomplish?
Well, a will is a document that states a person's wishes for their possessions after they graduate to heaven. If they own things that that are going to require probate, it will direct the courts how to distribute their assets, and it does lighten the load a little bit for the courts. But it usually requires hiring an attorney and paying court costs and such. And if a person has assets that go to probate, it's usually estimated that the cost of probate will be a minimum of 10% of their estate. So that money only goes to the courts and attorneys, and it's money that a person's loved ones, is going to have to spend from the estate in order to settle their affairs. And that has to be settled before anything can go to families or ministries.
Yeah, I've been involved with a few states in my family, and I can testify to the fact that 10% may be a conservative estimate in terms of that expense. And you probably have, too. So how's a trust different, and what does a trust accomplish?
Well, there's over 100 different kinds of trust, but, you know, what we're really talking about here is a living trust. The kinds of trusts are used to keep a person's possessions out of probate and going directly to their heirs. A lot of people think that trusts are only for the wealthy, but that is not true. The trust can cost far less than it would cost a family if things went into probate. The services that we work with usually cost about half of what attorneys charge. And when they have, when life changes and they need to update things, there's no charge for any of that either.
That's a good thing to keep in mind. I would think a lot of people would get these kinds of things settled and not want to leave it up to the government to determine how their assets would be dispersed. But do most people get these documents done?
Sadly, no. Less than half of all people get them done before they pass away. So like we were saying before, people just think they've always got more time. And a lot of people don't like to think about what's going to happen when they die. That's not a comfortable subject. So they put it off. But what that ends up doing a lot of times is leaving a costly, heavy load for their families when it comes time to settle their affairs.
You know, I can't help thinking, Roxanne, that tonight's program may be a very timely program as we come down close to the end of this year, 2024. It may be that some of you listening to this program, you're in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, maybe even 60s and 70s, and you have not yet put a will or a trust in place. And here's an opportunity for you to find out how to do that and to actually save on the cost of a typical will or trust in a major amount. You can go to Roxanne's website, hisfaithfulstewards.com, and you can set up a time, or you can simply request that they send out the survey that will help you to understand whether you need a will or a trust. And then you can talk to Roxanne about that at no charge. Again, the place to go, and again, it's confidential, hisfaithfulstewards.com. We'll go back to the phones and talk with Robert in Arkansas tonight over AFR. Evening, Robert, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to see if you can explain to me about a couple of years ago, we got a revocable trust. And can you explain to me what a revocable trust does and what it cannot do? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Robert. We appreciate that question. Roxanne?
Well, I want to confirm, is it a revocable living trust?
Unfortunately, he hung up very quickly. Give a definition for both kinds.
Well, we'll go on the assumption that he is talking about a revocable living trust.
Okay.
And a revocable living trust is mostly what we've been talking about this evening. What that does is, as long as you have moved your belongings into that trust, when you pass away, it's being held in the trust, and so it goes directly to your heirs, and it keeps everything out of probate. The reason it's set up typically as a revocable trust is because life changes, and it allows you to change things as long as you're alive. Once the person or people who has set up that revocable living trust pass away, at that point it becomes irrevocable, and everything's set the way it is in it.
Now, what are some other ways, hopefully, Robert, that's of help to you, and we appreciate your call tonight. Roxanne, what are some other ways people could use a trust or a will for gifting, for example?
Well, wills can actually be more limited. You can just set a certain amount or a certain designation. But trusts can spell out a lot more specifics about the distribution of assets. For example, it can hold money for children until they reach a certain age or a certain event. So it could specify that children could get the money at a certain age, but allow them to get it earlier for specific things like, say, college education or a home purchase or when they're getting married. A trust can add a lot of parameters to how money is being distributed from an estate to help ensure that it's being used well. So it can shape the gift into something, you know, more designed to help them build a future.
Roxanne, thank you so much for all this good information that you've shared with us tonight. We have run out of time, friends. Once again, a quick reminder, you can schedule a time to speak with Roxanne at no charge or to get that questionnaire on the website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. HisFaithfulStewards.com. Roxanne, thanks for this timely information tonight.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
Always a joy. And thank you, friend, for joining us. And we appreciate your encouragement and prayers for Encouragement Live.